Hello and welcome back to my podcast, and if you're new to my podcast, welcome. My name is Sarah Mukorongo, aka I Am Music Criticism, and I make podcast episodes about Dreamville Records. So in today's podcast, I'll talk about Friday Night Lights by Jayco. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. So yeah, let's start. So the topic is Friday Night Lights mixtape seems to have marked the destiny of Cole as a rap artist. So the destiny of Cole as a successful artist is secure. According to Wikipedia, it states that Friday Night Lights is the third official mixtape from Fayetteville, North Carolina rapper Jayco. It was released on November 12, 2010. More of it says the original tracks on the mixtape were intended to be on Cole's debut album called The Silent Story. However, because the label did not believe it would sell, Cole released the original songs with extra freestyles as a mixtape, but was forced to redo the entire album. In the Morning, featuring Drake, was the only record from the mixtape to make the album cut. From my point of view, there are important points to consider. Firstly, let's look at the reason why there is a mixtape, Friday Night Lights. As stated by Wikipedia, the original tracks on the mixtape were intended to be on Cole's debut album called The Silent Story. However, the label Roc Nation did not believe it would sell, hence why Cole released the mixtape Friday Night Lights. This also probably explains why Cole has his own label, Dreamville Records. He wanted to make his own music the way he wanted it to be, without anyone telling him what to do. So yeah. Moreover, since some of the tracks on the mixtape were supposed to be on the album Cole The Silent Story, the mixtape could have marked the destiny of Cole as a rap artist. The mixtape became the second most searched and trending topics on Google and Twitter, respectively, following its release. This was stated by Wikipedia. Therefore, the mixtape proved to be successful, hence proving that Cole is a successful Roc Nation artist. This means that his destiny of becoming a successful artist is secure.
There are so many reasons why his destiny of becoming a successful artist was secure the minute he released Friday Night Lights. So, according to Genius, it states that Friday Night Lights serves as Jayco's third official mixtape and was released to help hold over fans until his debut album, Cole The Silent Story, released. From my point of view, this means that Friday Night Lights sets the tone of his debut album, Cole The Silent Story. Moreover, it also shows Cole reaching his destination of becoming a successful artist. The debut album, Cole The Silent Story, became one of the best albums he released. This is why his destiny of becoming a successful artist through his mixtape was secure.
There is a contrast of the title of the mixtape, Friday Night Lights. According to Genius, it states that the title of the project is a reference to the movie with the same name, which premiered in 2004 and is about a high school team and coach from Texas and their rise and fall. The difference is shown where Genius said, even though Friday Night Lights is associated with football, it still embodies that high school basketball athlete feeling, which Jayco explains in an interview with Hip Hop DX. It still embodies that Jayco character, that basketball high school athlete, varsity feeling without making it specific to basketball. From my point of view, the important points to consider from the information. The words basketball athlete is a metaphor used to make reference to Cole being a signed artist. Just like on the second mixtape, The Warm Up, he was trying out to be part of the basketball team, in quotes. This meant him still working hard to become a successful signed artist. Therefore, him being a signed artist is another proof to show that his destiny of being a successful artist is secure. Another evidence to prove that his destiny of becoming a successful artist is secure is shown through his collaboration with other artists. According to Genius, it states that the album includes features from Drake, Wale, Kanye West, and Omen, with the music production mostly done by himself. From my point of view, there are three interesting facts. Cole collaborating with artists like Drake, Kanye West, etc. is interesting, because they are one of the famous people in the music industry. Therefore, it also meant Cole gaining recognition in the rap game. Moreover, Omen is one of the artists signed to Dreamville Records. Hence, Cole gaining recognition in the rap game also meant his label, Dreamville Records, would gain some recognition. This is why his destiny of becoming a successful artist is secure. There are some tracks in the mixtape that ensures Cole's destiny as a rap artist is secure. On the track intro, it was his moment of finally making a name for himself before his release of the album called The Sinner Story. According to Genius, it states that J. Cole starts off the intro to his third mixtape by giving a glimpse of being in the position of coming so far towards reaching a distant dream or objective. This is shown in the lyrics.
So here we are. So here we are. So here we are. It's funny how so close can seem so far. Seems so far. Seems so far. Seems so far. Funny how so close can seem so far.
This is why the mixtape was his moment to make a name for himself. However, what made Cole destiny as a rap artist secure is that listeners have seen how Cole has progressed as a rap artist. It makes some respect him as a rap artist. Right, on the track, Too Deep for the intro shows that the mixtape is about Cole not giving up on his dreams as a sign artist. According to a music review on SputnikMusic.com, it states that he speaks about his coming up in the game, the current hype he has in the game, and some information about his past. He admitted his first time was with a slut, and it was practiced. This is shown in the lyrics.
Deuce, it's Cole. I had a dream and so I made a move. A ill-ass nigga who just so happened to stay in school. Still rap for hustlers and motherfuckers that hated school. Said that's for busters that heard my shit and I made it cool. It's safe to say that I'm gifted as if I'm Christmas shopping.
Right, from my point of view, Cole opening up about his past and him following his dreams shows his listeners that he is human and inspires listeners that they can achieve their goals in life. This is why his destiny as a rap artist is secure. On the track Before I'm Gone, it speaks of violence in his hometown. According to Genius, it states that Before I'm Gone is a serious and mature track that speaks of the violence in his hometown and the struggles of the people there. He addresses his own personal struggles and growing up as well as struggles with the people from his city, making the best of life and claiming his place in the rap game. This is shown in the lyrics.
Bella nigga, tired of telling niggas that's deceased, rest in peace. We tired of only having just a peace. And for policing, they killing niggas, what's the reason? His daughter starving and she fucking freezing. So no wonder why he fucking squeezing. They out here busting, leaving niggas stuck and bleeding on the floor. Hey, them old niggas saying, call the wrong one, bringing the city shine. All he ever doing is painting pictures of crime. Telling stories of pain, painting pictures of dope. Bitch, if you listen, I'm painting pictures of hope. That boy in class embarrassed because he broke. Hoping today he won't be the butt of somebody's joke. See me, I lived it all from dirt poor in a trailer. Worried about my mother and never trusting my neighbors. To middle class with a backyard in my own room. To being the only black kid in my homeroom. Academically gifted and followed my own rules. Was running the streets, hey ma, I'll be home soon. Was out chasing hoes, was out hooping. Them niggas wasn't balling, but yet they was fast shooting. So meet the newest role model who don't know how to fake this shit. Never sold a rock and look, I made it, bitch.
The fact that Cole is addressing issues like police brutality, poverty, crime, which not only happens at his hometown, but also affects the black community, is important. Some of his listeners from the black community can relate. Hence, why is this me as a successful artist is secure? It shows that he's one of the realest artists in the rap game. J. Cole grew up fatherless. This is shown on the track Enchanted. According to Genius, it states that in Enchanted, Cole links up with Omen to touch on various topics, including growing up fatherless with a single mother, the loss of young people to violence, and much more. This is shown in the lyrics.
Yeah, this is where the fathers ain't living, least not with us. Might see around the city and won't even say what's up.
Let's see, God, I know you only do what's best for me, but is it cool if we negotiate my destiny? They always telling me it's temporary, them rocks feeling like a cemetery. My dreams ain't got no obituaries. My city hurting and none of us well equipped here. You heard me say I was ballin', I probably meant tears. I'm trying to get clear, I'm trying to quit fear. Who wrote the scripts here? These kids live their whole lives just killing time.
From my point of view, I believe that Cole linked up with Omen in this trap because they both grew up fatherless. Also, they've known each other way before Dream Records was formed. This made sure that Cole's destiny as a rap artist is secure, since he's an inspiration to others who don't have father figures in their lives. This is a song for my haters. Yeah, you got me feeling like the greatest, yeah. So, in the track Blow Up, it's about Cole having fame. According to Genius, it states that ever since he blew up with fame and fortune, J. Cole has attracted many a hateful gaze. It is shown in the lyrics.
Hey, this is a song for my haters. Yeah, y'all got me feeling like the greatest, yeah. Hey, this is a song for my haters. I'm about to blow up.
When he says I'm about to blow up, he's making reference to his debut album called The Silent Story.
Ha, bitch, I'm about to blow up. Uh-huh. Say what? Bitch, I'm about to blow up. Hey, I came up, I warmed up, the next up, bitch, I'm about to blow up. Now don't
Right. When he said, I came up, I believe he's making reference to his first mixtape, The Come Up, where he was starting to gain recognition as a rapper. Then when he said, I warmed up, the warm up actually helped him become a signed artist. Then, Friday Night Lights is now about him, finally about to blow up through his first debut album, called The Silent Story. This is why his destiny as a successful artist is secure. Hence, he came up, he warmed up, the next up, he blew up. So yeah. Cole also shows his authenticity as a rap artist. This is shown on the track The Autograph. According to Genius, it states that J. Cole tells us his story in his rise to fame in rap, providing listeners with a closer look into his beliefs and his style. The title of the song says as a certificate of authenticity. This is shown in the lyrics.
It's Young Simba, yeah, I'm ballin' to the buzzer blow. You tryna kick the shit I kick, man, you gon' stub your toe. Boy, that's just how tough I go. See, this is my light work. This shit y'all callin' classic, I be like, that might work.
From my point of view, I believe this marked the beginning of Cole being one of the successful rappers in the rap game. The fact that he's authentic means that he's real with his music, hence making some listeners respect him as an artist. This is why Cole's destiny as a rap artist is secure. Cole pays tribute to a late 5-year-old girl. This is shown on the song SeaWorld. According to Genius, it states that Cole pays tribute to the late 5-year-old girl, Shania Davis, from his hometown of Fayetteville. This is shown in the lyrics.
No, that girl was 5 years old and they just murdered and did some wicked shit to her that was unheard of. You fucking coward, ain't gotta tell him go to hell, cause that's...
Moreover, this is the reason why she died.
By candlelight, they stood as one, numb with shock and disbelief. A little girl's body found Monday is believed to be 5-year-old Shania Davis, missing since last Tuesday. Davis has been charged with the unthinkable, prostituting her 5-year-old daughter. Security cameras spotted a man carrying Shania into a hotel last Tuesday. This fame, police say. Now charged with Shania's kidnapping. Search parties found the girl's body yesterday.
From my point of view, although J. Cole gained fame, he still hasn't forgotten about his roots. Moreover, the fact that he talked about the issues faced in today's society is also another reason to prove that his destiny as a successful artist is secure. Cole was planning to murder the rap game. This is shown on the track Premeditated Murder. According to Genius, it states that J. Cole reflects on his life changing after getting a deal over this emotional yet epic beat. He spent years planning to murder the rap game, now he's actually going to do it. This is shown in the lyrics.
See, you niggas hate it and I levitated further. Knew I would kill the game, premeditated murder. So if it comes down and made the best man win. No sweat like a headband.
From my point of view, Cole planning to murder rap game means that he wanted to become one of the legends in the rap game. In order to do that, he had to release the debut album called The Cyanide Story. This is why J. Cole's destiny as a successful artist is secure. Friday Night Lights shows Cole as a basketball athlete, which means he is a signed artist and he made plans to make a name for himself. The mixtape set the tone of his album called The Cyanide Story, where he took steps to become one of the legends in the rap game. Moreover, this mixtape secured Cole's destiny as a successful rapper since he not only talks about his story of becoming a rapper, but also he addresses the issues faced in his society. He also doesn't forget about his roots despite the fame he's got. Out of all the mixtapes, I believe this is one of the best mixtapes he has ever released. So that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you on the next podcast.